You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we have a piece about seaweed. So seaweed is, as I'm sure the name suggests, the weed from the sea. It is currently a huge part of our agricultural and horticultural and apicultural industries, feeding in towards helping nurture plants and animals alike. However, recent research projects suggest that we could be the next people's or next thing gaining from seaweed and the powers and nutrient density of the plants. So I decided to speak to AgriSea, who are the co-partners in this new research project, alongside Singapore and Ag Research Aotearoa, about what exactly a future food is and how exactly seaweed can transition from being washed up on our beaches to in our stomachs. And I started by asking Claire Bradley of AgriSea what exactly AgriSea does.
So AgriSea is a almost 25-year-old company. We're a second-generation New Zealand family business. We're a Māori-owned, mainly agribusiness, so most of our products are made for the agriculture, horticulture and viticulture sector. But we've also got a kind of a developing range of seaweed products for kind of human nutrition, bioplastics, biomaterials, and yeah, looking at new and innovative ways we can use seaweed.
You mentioned there what your, I guess, traditional market is. What does it take to open up how does seaweed work in that traditional market, first of all?
Yeah, so the traditional market for us is in either animal nutrition or kind of soil and plant nutrition. And in New Zealand in particular, seaweed is only really to be able to be accessed when it's either washed up on the beach. And there's a small growing number of projects around kind of the aquaculture or farming of seaweed on mussel lines. So for a New Zealand context, the seaweed kind of market is limited by its supply chain. So, you know, while it's, everyone's camping on summer holidays and enjoying the sunshine, we're kind of hoping for storms to wash through so that a whole lot of seaweed washes up on our beaches. But generally, the seaweed used in our traditional markets, you can either we ferment the seaweed and make what's called biostimulants, and they differ from the traditional fertilisers in the fact that they're stimulating natural processes with the soil microbiome and the plant rather than adding nutrients. So they kind of work quite differently than fertilisers.
Right, this...
In the animal nutrition space, there's a whole lot of media recently about particular seaweed's effect on methane in our ruminants and our cows and sheep, but it's also some really good properties for health and antioxidants and disease reduction as well.
Right. There's currently a $3.3 million project being co-funded between Aotearoa and Singapore around research into future foods. Now, seaweed, I believe, is not necessarily front and center, but included within the scope of this project. Seaweed's been eaten for centuries, if I'm not mistaken, including by the indigenous people around the world and Māori in New Zealand. Why is it now being considered a future food?
Yes, I think there's growing concern that our current agricultural practices may not be able to feed the growing population of the world. So we're having to innovate. And if we're looking at using the ocean as a growing space, seaweed requires zero inputs. It doesn't require fertilizer. The water's already there. And so it really gives us an opportunity potentially to grow some really good food with very low kind of environmental impacts. In fact, you've probably got positive environmental impacts because seaweed's one of the best carbon sequestrators on the planet. Our kelp forests are some of the most productive ecosystems on the planet. So if we're thinking of how we're going to feed our future populations, we have to start exploring some of these other ideas. However, seaweed, while traditionally eaten in many cultures and countries, kind of getting it more into a mainstream diet is a bit of a challenge. Some people think of it as slimy or smelly or, you know, kind of it conjures up not necessarily the best images at times. So really this project is about how to make this really attractive for kind of more mainstream diets, taste good, look good, and also be really nutritionally available in terms of its protein and what it does to the gut microbiome. So we have to start thinking about, you know, what's coming down the pipeline, what challenges we're facing as a international community, and trying to come up with projects to meet those challenges.
On a sciencey level, which I wouldn't say is necessarily my strong suit, I understand that seaweed is quite nutrient dense, so it gives humans a lot of what they need to move forward. However, it's not as digestible, perhaps, as traditional proteins that we're used to eating. What steps need to be taken in terms of making seaweed into a mainstay on people's plates from that angle?
Yeah, so that's where the, you know, really clever scientists at Ag Research come on board. And, you know, in working with Dale with his cooking skills, or it may not be cooking, it may be fermenting. So what ways can we treat the raw ingredient, the seaweed, that make it more digestible or more nutritionally dense for the consumer? And that's where the, a whole lot of trial and error and a bit of creativity and then science backing it up comes into play in this project. And what's really important and interesting about this project is that we're looking at seaweed as a whole food. We don't want to go down the kind of a highly processed extraction route. We want to see what we can do to that raw resource to make it really digestible and interesting for people to consume.
How does AgriSea come into play in this? I understand they're a partner in this project.
Yeah, so I guess for AgriSea, while we've been traditionally in kind of the agriculture sector, we do also have a couple of other arms, if you like, and really our interest, at the end of the day, it all comes down to improving the planet for our future generations. So there are multiple ways we can do that using seaweed. And so for us, we've always been keen to see a New Zealand seaweed industry grow rather than importing seaweed from other countries, because we have a beautiful coastline, some incredible seaweeds, but we also need to ensure that we are managing that resource correctly. So for AgriSea, we're always on the mission to kind of increase the value of seaweed for New Zealand's economy, as well as recognising its ecological importance.
That was AgriSea's Claire Bradley speaking to us this morning about the place of seaweed as a future resource in Aotearoa, both on our plates and on our farms, and in the ocean itself, sequestering carbon and creating natural environments.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.